This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamble. For this week's radio field trip, we're heading to the seacoast to meet with people who have had some strange encounters. The town of Exeter has been invaded by little green aliens. They appear in the windows of several shops downtown and along the sidewalks. They surround the gazebo in the town square. It's all decoration in celebration of the town's 9th annual UFO festival.
When the first few festivals happen, some of the vendors actually shut down in town.
That's Brian Wall. He's a member of the Exeter chapter of the Kiwanis Club, an organization that helps support local children's charities. The club works with the town to put on the festival every year.
They didn't want anything to do with it. They were sort of saying that they were embarrassed by it. You can see now the town really embraces it.
Indeed, the steps of Town Hall are bustling with people wearing glasses with alien-shaped eyes, headbands with green antennae, T-shirts with saucers and scenes of abductions. Believers and skeptics alike join together to listen to speakers or just to participate in some family fun. Donald Donovan traveled from Rhode Island for the festival. He says he believes there's something out there. Flying saucers tattooed on his right arm.
Just wanted to come hear the speakers talk about their experiences and everything, and later on we want to go UFO hunting and see if we can see anything in the skies.
You wonder if Exeter is kind of a hotbed of sightings?
Yeah, we've read a lot about it and seen that there's been a lot of sightings here, so we figured it'd be a cool place to come check out.
The origin of the festival comes from an alleged UFO sighting in the neighboring town of Kensington. That story is set in early September of 1965. It was close to midnight, and Norman Muscarello was along the highway trying to hitch a ride home to Exeter. While trying to find the ride, Norman said he saw an orange, reddish object in the sky. He said it floated over him before disappearing into the trees. Chuck Creto is one of the speakers for the festival. He says he believes in reports from other people who say they saw the same craft that same night over 50 years ago.
A lot of people think it was one incident, but really what this was a mass sighting that was seen by numerous people that hadn't talked to each other from different areas of surrounding towns.
Chuck co-founded the Seacoast Saucers of New England, a support organization for people who say they've had strange encounters.
There are so many different belief systems and stories and understandings and lectures that are out there today that some people come because they truly believe that this is a experience that still needs to be studied.
Jennifer Sorrell from Summersworth says she definitely wouldn't call herself a believer.
Why did you come today?
Because my mother wanted to.
That's always the biggest reason.
No one else would go with her, so here I am.
If somebody you knew really well, that you really trusted, said they had an experience, would that make you a believer?
My husband says he's seen something, but I guess that doesn't carry as much weight as it probably should.
My wife might say the same thing.
Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong.
You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see photos of the UFO festival in Exeter, and tune into Morning Edition in 2 weeks to hear another radio field trip. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition on NHPR.
My toothpaste was smeared over my window. They'd written my name, said, so long, we'll see you again.